produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is wonderful to be back with you once again this week, and it has certainly been a wonderful week as I look back on it. Yes, there have been many challenges, but so many good things have happened. In this coming week, we have one of our children, our only daughter, celebrates her birthday. I won't mention how many years it's been, but it's been more than I would have thought. That's a joke. In any event, we had a nice family gathering on this past weekend on Saturday, and it was just wonderful to be with our kids, our grandkids, and to celebrate this birthday that's coming up. So we've enjoyed our time this weekend past, and we're looking forward to the week ahead. Now, as usually is the case, there's a lot that goes on in a given week. And a lot of things that that get our attention and remind us of important matters that are going on in the world. But it's always important to look at, yes, there may be bizarre things going, crazy things going on in other places, but the most important thing that we can focus on is where we are at, how are we doing, and equal to that, how is our family doing? And where are they at in their life's progress? I was reminded of the fact that life, you know, is a tenuous thing. There was a reminder, a memory, if you will, in my Facebook memories this past week on July 16th. And a memory was a reminder, if you will, of a post I had made about the passing of a wonderful man that had occurred on July 16th, 2012, 8 years ago. That individual is a man by the name of Stephen Covey. Now, most people have heard of Stephen Covey, if for no other reason than he was the celebrated author and extremely successful public speaker, motivational guru, if you will, with his masterpiece book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Read it several times, listened to the audio. He wrote many other books as well. And a companion book to that, of course, was 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families, where he takes the principles of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and applies them to the family context. And of course, anyone that has studied the 7 habits, I'll just review those 7 habits briefly. Habit number one is to be proactive. Number two, begin with the end in mind. Number three, put first things first. Number four, think win-win. Number five, seek first to understand and then to be understood. Number six, synergize. And number seven, sharpen the saw. Now, a whole book has been written about, and many, many, many follow-up conversations and articles have been written about those 7 habits. As I was preparing and thinking about the topic for this week's program, this past week I was thinking a lot about goals goal setting and why do we do it and the importance of it. And it's been interesting how, in addition to the research that I was doing, this memory about Stephen Covey came up on the 16th. And it caused me to go back and review and reflect upon him and his writings and the Seven Habits and a lot that relates to this whole idea of how do we properly set goals and how do we go about making goals important in our life. Now, interesting, as I went to the Franklin Covey website, I noticed that they had a video on each one of these seven habits. And habit number two, begin with the end in mind, he had an interesting video that was in that section talking about looking forward to the future and planning your 80th birthday and what would you like it to be. And in the video, of course, they showed several elderly individuals with families gathered around celebrating that birthday. And it was a very tender video. It really was good. And after viewing that, I started thinking about Stephen Covey, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought to myself, here's a man that was born October 24th, 1932. And died on July 16, 2012. And by the way, he was an avid bicyclist. And I think in April of 2012, had a very, very bad bicycle accident and never fully recovered from that. And that was led to and caused his death on July 16th. But if you're doing the math, 1932, October of 1932 to July of 2012, Stephen Covey was 79 years old. He was literally just 3 months away from hitting his 80th birthday. And I thought that was so ironic that here a video made years ago encouraging each of us to plan for our 80th birthday and what we would like to see have been accomplished in our lives, that here was such a talented individual who had provided so much good in the world, who raised a beautiful family. I believe they had 9 children. And here he was 3 months shy of his 80th birthday. And it reminded me of how important and precious time is, and especially time with our families, and how fleeting time can be and how fleeting life can be. So it helped me to reanalyze and reflect upon where am I as I'm in my 70s now, and how do I need to look at the remaining years that the Lord will hopefully bless me with, and what can I do to become a better person, to be a better parent, a better grandparent, a better husband, a better human being. And so I'd like to talk about the real essence of goal setting. Now, we read in the scriptures in Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse, and this passage of scripture has significance for me because it is a portion of what I, in my faith in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have the opportunity to go to a man who's been ordained as a patriarch. And at an appropriate time in our membership in the church, we are entitled to receive a laying on of hands by the patriarch, wherein he gives us a patriarchal blessing, wherein that blessing, many promises are made, and if you will, a viewing of the future predicated on our keeping our covenants and living according to the laws of God. But in my patriarchal blessing, which we share little of publicly, but I'll share this one kernel. And it's an exact quote from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, where we simply read, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So that's a pretty straightforward, simple statement. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But if you actually go into Matthew, starting around the 19th verse of the 6th chapter, you're getting quite a challenge laid before you. You know, it starts off in the 19th verse. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And it goes on. It says in the 24th verse, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And we recognize mammon to be wealth, earthly possessions, things of that nature, material things. So, okay, that's pretty straightforward. But then this is where it gets kind of interesting. He says in the next verse, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, not yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Well, as I thought about that, that kind of almost smacks me in the face of, why do we set goals? Why do we have mission plans? And why do we work schedules where we have anticipation and goals and the desire for things of this world and what we're going to do to achieve those things or to accumulate those things? But the Lord's very clear when he says in verse 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And so as I pondered on this, all of a sudden it kind of came to me in the second portion of the 33rd verse, starting out, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So what I gather, all those things that we worry about, you know, having a house over our heads, food, clothing, the essentials of life, if we will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added into us. We will have the opportunity to receive these things. So, why do we set goals? And how do we go about setting goals? Well, as I thought about this, I went back and reviewed some of the conference talks from some of the leaders of my faith, prophets and apostles. Excuse me. One of our apostles by the name of Elder M. Russell Ballard shared some thoughts in a conference talk some years back. He said, to return to God's presence and to receive the eternal blessings that come from making and keeping covenants are the most important goals we can set. So, as we think about that, to return to God's presence and to receive the eternal blessings that come from making and keeping covenants are the most important goals we can set. So as we set goals that are in harmony with that objective, then we're keeping, I think, in harmony with the
but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So Elder Ballard goes on to say that some have difficulty differentiating between a goal and a plan until they learn that a goal is a destination or an end, while a plan is the route by which you get there. For example, we can have a goal to drive to a certain unfamiliar location. And as he adds a little humor here, he says, and as some of you dear sisters know, we men often think we know how to get there, often resulting in our saying, I know it must be just around the next corner. He says, my wife must be smiling. The goal was clear, but there wasn't a plan in place to reach the destination. Goal setting is essentially beginning with the end in mind. Now, it's interesting he used that phrase because that's a direct phrase that Stephen Covey talks about. Goal setting is essentially beginning with the end in mind. And what is the end in mind? To return to God's presence and to receive the eternal blessings that come from making and keeping covenants. In other words, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Planning is devising a way to get to that end. The key to happiness lies in understanding what destinations truly matter, and then spending our time, effort, and attention on the things that constitute a sure way to arrive there. God, our Heavenly Father, has given us the perfect example of goal setting and planning. Think about this. Heavenly Father has given us the perfect example of goal setting and planning, or when we read in Scripture, his goal is, quote, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man and woman. And what is his means to achieving this? It's the plan of salvation or the plan of happiness. Our beloved Heavenly Father's plan includes giving us a growing, stretching, learning, physical mortality through which we can become more like him, clothing our eternal spirits in physical bodies, living by the teachings and commandments of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and forming eternal families allows us, through the Savior's atonement, to fulfill God's goal of immortality and eternal life for his children with him in his celestial kingdom. Wise goal setting includes the understanding that short-term goals are only effective if they lead to clearly understood longer-term goals. He says, I believe that one important key to happiness is to learn how to set our own goals and establish our own plans within the framework of our Heavenly Father's eternal plan. If we focus on this eternal path, we will inevitably qualify to return to his presence. He says it is good to have goals and plans for our careers, for our education, even for our golf game. It is also important to have goals for our marriages, our families, our church councils and callings. This is especially true for those who serve in the mission field. But our greatest and most overriding goals should fit into Heavenly Father's eternal plan. And here he again quotes, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He goes on to say that experts on goal setting tell us that the simpler and more straightforward a goal is, the more power it will have. When we can reduce a goal to one clear image or one or two powerful and symbolic words, that goal can then become part of us and guide virtually everything we think and do. He says, I believe there are two words that in this context symbolize God's goals for us and our most important goals for ourselves. The words are return and receive. to return to his presence and to receive the eternal blessings that come from making and keeping covenants are the most important goals we can set. We return and receive by having, quote, unshaken faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, relying wholly upon him, upon his merits, pressing forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and the love of God and of all men and women, feasting upon the word of Christ and enduring to the end. So, this idea of returning and receiving the promised blessings. Obviously, if that's our goal, it would be important for us to periodically, regularly ask ourselves, how am I doing? It says it's kind of like having a personal, private interview with yourself. And if that sounds unusual, think about it. Who in this world knows you better than you know yourself? You know your thoughts, your private actions, your desires and your dreams, your goals, your plans. And you know better than anyone how you are progressing along the road to returning and receiving. Talks about in his own personal private reviews with himself. He likes to read and ponder the introspective words found in the Book of Mormon in the 5th chapter of Alma, where Alma says or asks, quote, have you spiritually been born of God? Have you received his image in your countenances? Have ye experienced this mighty change in your hearts? Alma's questions are a reminder of what our goals and plans ought to include in order to return and receive. Remember the Savior's invitation to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So it would be Elder Ballard's hope, and I echo his thoughts here, that during the next days and weeks coming up, find time to review your life's goals and your plans and make sure they align with our Heavenly Father's great plan for our happiness. He says, if you need to repent and change, then consider doing so. Take the time to prayerfully think about what adjustments are needed to help you keep your eye, quote, single to the glory of God. We must keep the doctrine and gospel of Jesus Christ at the center of our goals and plans. Without him, no eternal goal is possible, and our plans to achieve our eternal goals will surely fail. So, he makes a reference to the importance of reviewing the family, a proclamation to the world, as a guidepost, as a way to help us develop proper family relationships. As he says, as the family proclamation states, quote, the divine plan of happiness enables family relationships to be perpetrated beyond the grave. Sacred ordinances and covenants available in holy temples make it possible for individuals to return to the presence of God and for our families to be united eternally. There is so much more we could discuss on this topic of goal setting. As you well know, just do a Google search and see all of the motivational gurus that have quote after quote after quote with regard to goals and goal setting. It's something that is discussed as being one of the keys to successful living. And there is much, much resource material out there. So I would encourage each of us to maybe do a reevaluation. I was, as I prepared for this, was looking back through a notebook that I keep with goals I was looking back 10, 20, 25 years ago at some goals that I'd written down that I'd actually forgotten about. And it was kind of exciting as I was able to put check marks by some things that I had forgotten that I had set goals to achieve so long ago, and yet those things had come about. I have learned from personal experience that when we go through this process of setting meaningful goals, writing them down, being specific, having deadlines and timelines, quantifying them if necessary, there's a certain magic that comes about. And as we review those goals regularly, that mental conscious awareness somehow or another helps in the fulfillment of the achievement of those goals. Another technique that I've learned, and I have been good at doing and sometimes not so good, the most simplest thing in the world of setting down either the night before and the morning of, writing a things to do list. And as Stephen Covey would say, focus on your priorities, not prioritize your schedule, so to speak. Focus on scheduling your priorities. So let me just conclude by sharing a quote from one of our past presidents, President Gordon B. Hinckley. He says, begin now. He was addressing this to the youth, but I think it applies to all of us no matter where we are in our life. He says, begin now to establish those goals which will bring you happiness. Education in your chosen skill or branch of learning, whatever it may be. A mission in which to surrender yourself entirely to the Lord to do his work. Future marriage in the house of the Lord to a wonderful and delightful companion of whom you will be worthy because of the way you have lived. When we teach our youth these principles, we are building a legacy, as Stephen Covey would talk about. What will be the legacy that we leave our families? I testify to you that these are correct principles, that there is much value in being diligent in our goal setting and setting the right goals. And I testify of this humbly and sincerely in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.